Last week, the Skagway Borough Assembly adopted Resolution 23-10 to allow busking in certain locations. Jamie Bricker is Skagway's tourism director. She says the ordinance has been a long time coming.
This started back in December. I had stumbled across some language that had been covered in a Skagway Visitors Advisory Board. Years ago, Mayor Monica Carlson had been leading the charge to try and get busking code dialed in for Skagway, and circumstances being what they were, that went by the wayside for a number of years, and I wanted to bring back this initiative because I think it's a really good one.
Bricker took on the task of moving the initiative through the various steps towards official adoption.
So I brought it to the Skagway Visitor Advisory Board for a work session in January, and then it went to the Public Safety Committee, and then it moved on to Civic Affairs, not once, but twice, and finally ended up in front of the Assembly for review and ultimately their approval.
The Assembly voted to adopt the busking resolution at last Thursday's meeting. The resolution states that performers will have to apply for a permit. Specific areas in Centennial Park and Shoreline Park will be marked with a sign that will state the number of artists that can perform in each area at the same time. Harassing the public is prohibited, as well as using dangerous objects during the performance. Artists can perform for up to 2 hours at a time in each area, on a first-come, first-served basis. Performances are allowed from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bricker is now at work writing the permit application form and thinks it will be ready soon. Once an application is turned in, she expects the permit will be issued within days. She hopes to see musicians, painters, and magicians in the park this summer. Bricker says she is looking forward to the show.
Part of the reason that I brought this forward for our community is because I am a Skagway artist, musician, super fan, and I definitely want more spaces, particularly outdoor spaces, for Skagway to share their talent. I think it's going to be an amazing addition to our community and a great opportunity for our local artists.
Performers will be required to have an identification badge. The cost of the permit is to be determined by assembly resolution. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.